Two big movies are opening today. One features America's favorite cannibal, Hannibal Lecter. The other has a group of singing and dancing vegetables telling a story from the Bible. Guess which one Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kemet Turan liked.
I love vegetables. And vegetables that dress up and act like humans can get away with almost anything, even teaching kids to do the right thing while keeping their parents more or less amused. The VeggieTales videotapes have been doing just that since 1993, selling more than 30 million units and becoming this country's top direct-to-video series. Yes, they present lessons about ethical behavior, but they insist on being clever and funny at the same time. Phil Vischer, who writes and directs along with Mike Naraki, has described VeggieTales as what might happen if Monty Python took over Hebrew or Sunday school.
Do not fight, do not cheat, wash your hands before you eat. There is nothing quite as sweet, a message from the Lord.
Now a VeggieTale has made it to theaters, and what a pleasant surprise it is to find that a sense of humor and a sense of values don't have to cancel each other out.
Don't eat pigs, don't eat bats, don't eat beetles, flies, or gnats. Stay away from all of that, a message from the Lord.
This song-filled retelling of the familiar Old Testament story of Jonah and the whale surrounds its biblical tale with a modern framing story. Four children and two adults, if you can call Bob the tomato and Dead Asparagus adults, end up at a strange seafood restaurant.
Steak, steak, eat it, shrimp, shrimp, need it, steak and shrimp, nitro, nitro, eat it,
The bickering and unhappiness catches the attention of a mysterious nautical trio who call themselves the Pirates Who Don't Do Anything.
Junior, we've seen these types of situations before.
Happens all the time.
What you need is a little compassion.
And maybe some scampi.
Pointing to the items compassion and mercy on the menu, the pirates decide to teach the kids what those words mean by recalling a time long ago when we did one thing with one guy, a guy named Jonah.
Stop right here, Reginald.
Dear people, I bring you a message from the Lord.
Oh, it's a message of encouragement.
Writer-directors Vischer and Naraki have a gift for creating unexpectedly amusing characters. Their Jonah has a monocle and a posh British accent and rides around on a camel named Reginald. Jonah's sidekick is a creature named Khalil, a traveling salesman who listens to motivational tapes and hopes to cash in on Jonah's mission.
You are the most famous prophet in the whole world.
Well, I don't know if I'd say.
I sell your licensed merchandise. Look, look, look. I have the Jonah rugs, the Jonah plush toy, with sound chip.
A message from the Lord. A message from the Lord.
Jonah ends with a "no vegetable was harmed in the making of this film" disclaimer and a closing credits song, which bemoans the fact that songs under the credits never have anything to do with the movie just seen. Even cynics can smile at that one and at the rest of Jonah as well.
This is the song that runs under the credits. These are the credits, so this is where it goes. Has nothing to do with the movie, so we'll say, hey, 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 hey.
Kenneth Turan is a film critic for the Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition.
But this is not that song. Has nothing to do with the movie, so we'll say, hey, hey.